Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's the Search Update.
Urban Meyer about to win the pep rally in Jacksonville. I can assure you of that. Arthur Smith looks like he's heading to Atlanta, and the Robert Saleh dream officially dead. He is going to the Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. We got some openings still remaining when it comes to head coaching vacancies in the NFL. Of course, right here in H-Town, you also have the Chargers opening. You have the Eagles, as well as the Detroit Lions, who, by the way, going to interview Todd Bowles today. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. I think he deserves another chance. I just don't know if the Lions are going to hire Todd Bowles. But the big news in the AFC South, Arthur Smith likely heading out of Tennessee. He's overseen one of the best offenses in the NFL the last couple of years. Best team in the division, really, in the last 2 years. And Urban Meyer arrives in Jacksonville with, spoiler alert, Trevor Lawrence is his quarterback, all the cap space, and all of the draft equity. I think Jacksonville is interesting, and I think Jacksonville today, the arrow is pointing way up for where Jacksonville is. I know it's natural to sleep on the Jags. I get that. This is not the same situation. I think you need to start respecting what they're working with in Jacksonville, because there's going to be a significant improvement this year with Urban Meyer there, with Trevor Lawrence there, with the talent they have, with the draft picks they have, with the salary cap space they have. That's not going to be the laughingstock and butt crack of the AFC South anymore.
Yeah, there's a tendency, and it's understandable. It's absolutely understandable. Oh, they're the Jacksonville Jaguars. They'll find a way to screw it up. We have evidence right in front of us. We were just talking about it in the last segment of teams that were cursed. I mean, how cursed were the Cleveland Browns? Much more than the Jacksonville Jaguars ever were. I mean, Jacksonville was in the AFC Championship game not too long ago. You can say Tampa. You know, they had more than their share of struggles despite, you know, trying and trying and trying again. So, yeah, you get the right people in there and they change the way people do business, then that narrative changes. And if you're buying stock, and it's another cliche, sorry, that's two today, but if you're buying stock in a team, I'm buying stock in the Jaguars.
Yeah, I think this is a home run hire. When it comes to excitement, when it comes to winning, I think this is a home run hire. I actually think the NFL is going to be easier for Urban Meyer than college, because he can just focus on getting that staff ready. It's really his team to build. He doesn't have to come into a situation like some guys and trim fat. There's not a lot of fat to trim there. They've had a young roster for a while. They got a good offensive line. They got very good young receivers. They got a very good young running back. They got some pieces on defense. They got all the draft picks. They're getting the most highly regarded prospect since Andrew Luck in Trevor Lawrence. Jacksonville right now is a force to be reckoned with in the AFC South and really in the NFL.
I think there is one potential hiccup with Urban Meyer hire, but I think he's smart enough to not go down this path. He was hired before a general manager. If he has any, you know, thoughts about, you know, kind of doing that job and bringing in a general manager who's just going to be a yes man and really he makes all the calls, that's a big mistake. And we know that here more than anywhere. We heard Nick Saban talking about it the other day, you know, when he was talking about hiring Bill O'Brien. Nobody can do that. And he coached in the NFL as well. So Urban Meyer, I think he's smart enough to just say, look, bring me a guy that can do all the grunt work, and I'll sign off on everything, and I'll have my influence, but I don't think he's going to try to be a GM as well.
Man, he looks weird in Jags gear.
I was just about to say
that. My gosh, he looks weird in Jags gear. Urban Meyer at the press conference right now. It does not look normal yet. It does not normal at all.
I thought he was going to wear a suit. He's wearing a little sweatsuit.
He's wearing a pullover. He's already trying to hire his staff. By the way, it looks like Anthony Weaver could be on that staff. We don't know what the role is going to be. I think we've deserved a clean slate. I think Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby were very unfair to him in ignoring the defense. But Urban Meyer is the coach of the Jags, and I think that is very significant, and that is something to make note of. I'm not sleeping on the Jags next year. I wouldn't be surprised to see 7-8-win improvement from the one win that they do have. Arthur Smith, this is another one. I think in the short term, this is the most significant one. And I'm not saying that they can't keep on rolling with the offense they have.
There. Yeah, right.
But you lose your offensive coordinator and Arthur Smith, the play caller. You have all those problems on defense. They only allow less than 2 points more than the Houston Texans last season and less than 20 yards more. That's how bad the Tennessee defense was. And the offense was so good that they carried them to the playoffs. One of the most important assistant coaches in the NFL, Arthur Smith, gone. A guy who really allowed Mike Vrabel to not even have to worry about the offense and focus on the defense. There was going to be a revamp of that defense no matter what. Now, you just have to keep your fingers crossed and hope that the next guy that comes in there and calls plays can do as good as Arthur Smith does. And I just find it hard to believe that that's going to happen, especially because Ryan Tannehill, the resurrection of Ryan Tannehill the last 2 years has been one of the most impressive things that has happened in the NFL and one of the most surprising things. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to learn from a new guy. I'm not saying the system's going to change, but he's going to have to learn from a new guy. He's not going to have the same guy that he's had since he resurrected that career. Significant, very significant. Two significant moves in the AFC South. And again, Arthur Smith hasn't accepted that Falcons job yet, but if he does, that's a kick to the junk of the old Oilers.
I mean, they're negotiating, so he'll get that job. Let's just assume that. I fully expect Pat O'Hara, who used to coach with the Texans and now has been with Arthur Smith for 2 years, to take over the offense. But Ryan Tannehill, people forget, he didn't even start the year that he took him to the title game as the starter. I mean, Mariota did. And that's how good Arthur Smith was in transforming him. It is an issue. I don't think it's as big an issue as you do.
The dream scenario that we laid out when the Texans coaching search first began, I think it was week 6 when we started talking about this, Robert Saleh of the San Francisco 49ers, defensive coordinator, ends up in New York with the Jets, and he takes with him.
What did we keep saying?
We said Robert Saleh's the guy.
And then he's going to go to, because he worked with Shanahan, he's going to pluck somebody from that staff that knows the Shanahan offense. He's going to push the offense. Kind of what I wanted to happen here. Push the offense to him and say, go do your deal. And then he's going to handle the overview, leading the team and the defense.
He's taking the passing game coordinator with him, Mr. LaFleur.
Mike LaFleur.
And they are going to go to the Jets and try to incorporate their system. That was the dream scenario. It's officially dead as well. But there are talks, and I think this is cool for the from a Texans perspective. There are talks that Brandon Staley of the Rams could bring the run game coordinator with him wherever he goes to be the offensive coordinator. This mm-hmm. was reported on NFL.com yesterday. So you could get Staley, who is known as the defensive McVay, and you could get a piece of that Shanahan tree that we've been starving for a very long time and bring him with you. So it's not exactly how excited we would have been had Saleh come, but I think it's kind of like a consolation, and I think that could be a very, very good scenario right now for the Houston Texans as we sit right now.
And I don't know, outside of Kevin O'Connell, their offensive coordinator, I don't know the Rams staff that well, but he could get someone from there. He could, you know, he's got enough. One of the reasons I like him the most is because he's been to a lot under a lot of different, you know, coaching staffs and been to a lot of different organizations. He's going to get an offensive coordinator, even though he played quarterback in college and he knows his thing. Wherever he goes, if it's here, he's going to get an offensive coordinator that has some pelts on the wall.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. There's a lot going on. Urban Meyer getting introduced to the media types right now as we speak. I guess Arthur Smith, they're just trying to figure out what they're going to do with that contract. But yeah, all signs point to him going to Atlanta, which is something that we kind of saw coming in the last week or so. It kind of seemed like that was what was going on. He's canceled his trip to Detroit, so Arthur Smith looks like he'll be going there. So now we look at the Texans. Brandon Staley interviewing Sunday or Monday with Nick Caserio. And then you have the Chargers opening, which Staley also interviewed for. I think Brian Daboll's got a chance, the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, because he went to high school with the GMs, also worked with a quarterback. Philadelphia, that one's interesting. They've interviewed Joe Brady. I don't know what direction Philadelphia is going to go. And I actually think, despite the fact Philadelphia has a good defense, and they could be a couple playmakers away from doing serious damage in the NFC, I think the fact that a Super Bowl-winning coach butts heads with ownership within 3 years of winning the Super Bowl, I'm not sure how appealing it is to go to Philadelphia at this point if you are the Eagles, or if you are a head coach looking to be with the Eagles. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. And I have no idea what to make of the Detroit job. They're interviewing Todd Bowles today. I actually think that would be a good hire. I like Todd Bowles, but that is the worst job possible right there, Detroit. It's cold in the D. Very, very cold, especially when it comes to the coaching carousel.
Look, I'm telling you, first of all, with
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
John McClain reporting. Texans owner Cal McNair said Friday, today, that Jack Easterby is not going anywhere, that he's communicated with Deshaun Watson, and he understands Andre Johnson's frustration that led to his controversial tweet this week about the organization, specifically Easterby. From the story, despite widespread criticism of Easterby, including by Johnson, and recent reports that he could be out after two seasons, McNair repeated his support of his executive vice president of football operations, who will continue to have a significant role on his side of the organization. Asked, one more thing, if he would fire Easterby, McNair said no. Asked if Easterby would be resigning, McNair said no, not that I know of. Easterby officially is here.
I mean, we've known that.
It's official.
Ain't no breaking news to us.
Yeah, it's official.
He's here. That's a given. And I don't think Deshaun's really – I think Deshaun is going to be a little more on board than we think. I think there's some upset media types with H-Town, but Easterby's not going anywhere.
How about this quote?
From Cal?
Grab him. What have you been saying?
Grab your balls.
Quote from Cal McNair. The scrutiny on Jack is really unjustified. I'm sorry. That was out loud, wasn't it? Unjustified?
Let me just speak generally before we get into those types of specifics.
Here's the rest of the quote. Jack was put into the role the organization needed by me. If missteps were made during the process, we'll own those within our building. Jack will return to the role he was brought here for and what he grew into after he got here.
Faith, family, football.
I'm good with that. I'm good with him going back to the role he was brought here for.
I don't think he's capable.
I'm fine with that. If he's going to do that, if he really is going to do that, then I'm good with it. I'm almost ready to wipe the slate clean with Easterby and move on. Let's move on. Trust in Caserio, Easterby, go back to doing what you're supposed to be doing, and let's go. Let's hire the right coach.
Do you really believe he's capable of doing that?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Based on, I think Caserio can handle the personnel, and I think Jack knows that.
Jack knows it.
You done lost your damn mind.
He knows what Jack can and can't do. I think I'm just going to wipe the slate clean. I'm going to move on. If Cal's telling me that Jack's going back to doing what he was brought here to do, then I'm okay with it. I will wipe the slate clean. I will look forward. I'm not going to sit here and ask for Jack Easterby to be fired when he's not going to be fired. It's not going to happen. So I'm going to trust in Nick Caserio. I'm going to trust that Deshaun Watson's on board, and I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch the Houston Texans play ball.
Well,
maybe I'm alone. That's what I'm doing.
Of course, but he's shown us no inkling that he's capable of just saying, all right, I'll just stay right here in my office. Just tell me what to do. I'll get you the TPS or reports or whatever that was back in that movie. What was that movie?
No idea.
Office Space?
No idea.
Something like that.
No idea. Don't really remember that one that very well. Landry Walker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Football Friday, presented by Hopadillo. Coming up, Jack ain't going nowhere. Are you ready to wipe the slate clean? A fresh start with Jack Easterby. 713-572-4610. Are you down? Are you going to burn them jerseys next?
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Presented by Carbox Hopadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Jack Easterby not going anywhere. It's official. Jack Easterby not going anywhere. Cal McNair, according to John McClain, the Houston Chronicle, says Easterby is going to go back to his role. Nick Caserio has personnel control, and it's time to move forward. And I got to tell you this. Mm-hmm. I've been the biggest Easterby critic that there is from the very beginning. Since about, he came here in April of 2019, May, June, I was talking about Easterby. I was questioning Easterby. I was not happy with Brian Gambe and ran out of town. I'm on board. I'm looking forward. I'm not going to sit here and bitch and moan about Jack Easterby. As long as this guy's not having a hand in personnel, I'll never forget the damage he did with King Bill. But if he's going back to his role and he's going to know his role, he's going to do his thing, I'm fine with it. I trust Nick Caserio. I'm trusting the coach. That's my new mindset. I know a lot of people aren't going to have that mindset, but that's what I got. Get Deshaun Watson on board. Let Nick Caserio go to work. Let Jack Easterby do whatever he needs to do, and let's effing go. Let's move the hell on.
I'm not saying I don't have confidence in Nick Caserio. I have no confidence in Jack Easterby able to take a step back. And I think that far outweighs any confidence you have in Nick Caserio, any confidence you might have in the next head coach. And I think the most important thing here, and for those just tuning in, John McClain reporting just moments ago, quote, Texans owner Cal McNair said, Jack Easterby is not going anywhere. There's more to this story that we're going to get to here in just a minute, including some quotes about Deshaun Watson. But overriding all that, I got no confidence in Easterby. The guy's a con man, all right? Just flat out. And somehow he kept this job despite the Sports Illustrated article, despite no confidence in the building from players and personnel, despite destroying this roster and the immediate future of this team. Despite it all, he's staying. I have no confidence that he's going to be able to know his role and stay in that role. That's the first thing.
Okay. And that's rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Right.
That's
the first thing. The second thing, I'm actually kind of going to give Cal McNair a little credit here in a backhanded kind of way. This whole story just changed. I mean, this entire narrative just changed. It's no longer Jack Easterby is public enemy number one in the greater Houston area and around the NFL. Guys, it's Cal McNair. Cal McNair is public enemy number one now. For better or worse.
That's my owner, baby.
Well.
That's my owner, baby.
He's public enemy number one right now. It changed from, oh, Jack Easterby is awful. Everything I just said, he crippled this organization. People in that organization don't trust him. Players don't like him. It might affect how players outside this organization respond to maybe coming here. That's still kind of simmering in the background, but this is Cal McNair's baby now. By doing this, by slamming his fist into the table and saying, Jack Easterby is not going anywhere, Cal is now the focal point.
And I think I got to give the fans and the loopholes a round of applause. Let me tell you, and this is why I'm confident in this. First of all, I like Nick Caserio. I wanted Nick Caserio a long time ago. I like Nick Caserio. I'm intrigued to see what he can do when he's the baller, shot caller of making moves and making roster moves, when he has roster control. I'm intrigued by that. Second of all, I don't think this Fire Easterby hashtag, I don't think that this was going to work. I don't think Cal McNair, and honestly, it would be pretty weak of Cal McNair if he did believe in Easterby to all of a sudden see some sort of like Fire Easterby hashtag and all of a sudden run him out of town. I think that would have been weak of Cal McNair. But I do think this is holding Easterby accountable. And I think Easterby is aware of the heat that he's bringing. And I think at the very least, Easterby knows that people in this city, people around the country are on to him. And I think at the very least, if there was ever hope, and if it does happen that Easterby stays the hell out of the personnel department, like Cal McNair says he's going to, I think that the fans, I think that the loopholes, shout out to the loopholes. If you listen to our loophole, you might not have got his ass fired, but you did put him on his toes. You did make him uncomfortable, and I think you're in good position. The other thing that I think we need to keep in mind, and we need to obviously, John, more than we ever have with this job, with this show, and this is our 654th show together.
How about that?
We really need to use the grasp that we have of this organization, and we need to really, really dive into these media reports. I'm not saying we always do, but ever since Amy Paulsik got fired and ever since this report about the rift between Jamie Roots and the organization, it's very obvious. First of all, we started the show talking about Peter King's quote that Easterby was going to be fired, and we immediately said that's not happening.
No.
He has no grasp of the Texans organization. These media types have it out for the Texans. And I'm not saying that Jack Easterby hasn't brought it on himself, but a lot of these media types, it really is personal. They liked Amy Paulsik. A lot of them like Jamie Roots. And it's very, very personal right now. And they are out for blood. So we have to take that with a grain of salt. I think the fans deserve credit. And I think we need to, when we read these reports, realize that the Texans right now are low-hanging fruits. A lot of that is Cal's fault. A lot of that is Jack Easterby's fault. But media types are foaming at the mouth with this organization right now.
That's true, and it's fair. But first of all, football is personal. You should know that more than anybody. Football is a very personal thing that you take personally when someone messes with your club. And keep what you just said in mind when I read this, all right? In back-to-back paragraphs of John McClain's story, Jack Easterby isn't going anywhere, are these two quotes. This is mind-blowing to me. In one paragraph, Cal McNair says, "The scrutiny on Jack is really unjustified. What planet are you living on?" First of all. The very next paragraph. First of all, he says, "The scrutiny on Jack is really unjustified." The very next paragraph, he says, "Deshaun and I connected over text since he's returned from vacation. It's no secret he's disappointed in the lack of communication in the hiring process." So on the one hand, he's saying it's unjustified. In the very next paragraph, he's saying it's no secret Deshaun Watson is upset.
I have no problem with that because I think the communication was Cal's fault. The communication was not Easterby's fault.
But nevertheless, no. He's saying it's unjustified. Well, you just said Deshaun Watson's upset. That makes it kind of justified.
Well, no, because the anger that Deshaun Watson has right now is with Cal McNair for not communicating.
And
Cal
keeping,
McNair
and
this
keeping
up.
Jack Easterby around.
Cal McNair effed this up. Cal McNair effed this up. He knows that.
I just said Cal McNair is now in the focal point. He is the focal point.
All right. Cal McNair's the one who screwed this up with Watson. Yeah. It wasn't Easterby. It wasn't Easterby. Easterby is the easy target right now, and rightfully so. I think Cal should have just said a lot of it is overblown with Easterby. That's what he probably should have said. But it seems like he's being accountable for the Deshaun thing because it was Cal's fault. It wasn't Easterby's. It was Cal's fault. Cal screwed this up. He's got to put his big boy britches on. He's got to put on those $10,000 boots, whatever the hell those are.
Or Jordans.
And he's got to make this happen. He's got to make it do what it do. I'm wiping the slate clean. I'm accepting reality. I'm trusting Nick Caserio. I'm believing that Jack Easterby is going to stay off of personnel. Who the hell's with me? 713-572-46.
Who's with you?
10. Who the hell's with me? 713-572-4610. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb, you're on In the Loop. You with me or not? You wiping the slate clean. You trusting in Caserio.
Oh, hell yeah. You already know.
There you go. There you go. So
I just want to say this. If it's true that Deshaun was informed and he was okay with it, then I'm on board too, you know? As long as Deshaun's happy, I'm happy. And wherever he goes, I'm going to go too.
He's not happy.
Go. If he goes, I go.
He's not happy.
If he goes, I go. He's upset with Cal.
Yeah.
He's upset with Cal. Cal screwed up. But Deshaun's going to be here. Caserio's going to make moves. I'm going to buy into Caserio. I'm going to trust him. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, you're on In the Loop. You in or are you out?
What's up, guy? I'm out, Lanzy. Listen, here's the deal. Don't tell me you feel Andre Johnson's pain. You're a billionaire. You don't feel his pain. That guy won't tweet again for another 5 to 10 years. he's coming back to an organization that did him wrong because he cares about the organization. Deshaun didn't do anything wrong. The national media is making him look bad. Lopez, everybody, like, you guys know what's going on. My whole family went to John Cale, and I explained that Casario is not the problem. Problem is what we know here. It's Easterby. And a snake is always going to be a snake, which scares me just because you put a different title on him. And
Thank
it makes
you.
Me upset.
Thank you.
That makes me upset that you can put a different title on him. He can go to the background and still mess around with his fingers. Andre Johnson putting that tweet out is your guy in an action movie that you know is a badass, sitting on a porch, drinking a cup of coffee, finally comes out, kicks somebody's ass, goes back and sits down.
You're not- Good Lord, Kurt, you're making my head hurt. Good God. Here's what Cal did, basically, when he said that Casario is in charge of personnel. He whipped out that knife and he cut the rattle off of the snake that is Jack Easterby. And now he's just a harmless little creature that you can wrap around your neck.
Right. No,
he's just a harmless little creature that you can wrap around your neck.
No. Look. Con men gonna con. Con men are gonna con. They're wired a certain way. You very rarely hear of a con man who changes his ways. And Jack Easterby's a con man. And for some reason, he's got Cal McNair and probably very few, if anyone else, on his side. Who's with Landry Locker?
I've heard one person. I heard a loophole say he was on board with me. He's on board with me. I'm on. I'm wiping the slate clean. I'm trusting in Nick Casario. What else are we going to do? By the way, if you have the radio.com app, just so that you can know that you can trust this show, we've been all over this stuff. We talked about the Deshaun stuff before it was on. Let's go back to 1020, the Peter King stuff. We told you that that was garbage, and that was a garbage opinion. That was out of touch. Jack Easterby ain't going anywhere. You know what? Nick Casario, I trust you.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm with you. Let's get Deshaun with us. Let's get the loopholes with us. 713-572-4610 to get in. Football Friday, presented by the greatness of Hoppadillo by Carbach, continues next.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. Presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Urban Meyer coming to the AFC South, coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Arthur Smith leaving the AFC South. Looks like he's going to be the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Robert Saleh going to the New York Jets, and Jack Easterby ain't going anywhere. He is here to stay. Cal McNair says he's not going to have a hand in personnel. It's going to be Nick Casario. And if that is the case, if Easterby's going back to what he was doing before, I'm wiping the slate clean. I'm not going to forget, but I am going to move on, and I'm going to trust in Casario. Get Watson on board. I'm on board. Let's go. Let's make draft picks. Let's try to fix this roster. Let's move on. I'm looking ahead. I'm in.
Let's Based go. On what?
Based on trusting Casario. We'll see what happens. Cal says that this has happened. I think the fans have impacted this. You didn't get Easterby fired, but I think that he has to be feeling the heat. Maybe he had a master plan before. Seems like a lot of people are onto it. And as long as he doesn't touch personnel, as long as Nick Casario is able to do what he wants to do, let's get it. Let's eat.
He also spoke real quick. If you're just joining us, Cal McNair is on the record. Jack Easterby is not going anywhere. And also talked about Deshaun Watson's frustration, said he texted with him, and he understands his frustration. He also talked about Andre Johnson. Quote, "We have a long relationship with Andre, and we feel his passion. He's got a lot of passion for the Texans and the game, and we share that." That's a non-answer answer. He's got passion, we got passion. That doesn't really answer what Andre Johnson said. Look, in theory, I get your point. In theory, if it's anyone else but Jack Easterby, I get it. New general manager, knows, has a pre-existing relationship with a guy who had some power as the interim general manager and the former coach's right-hand man. In theory, you're right. It ain't going to happen. I'm telling you right now. I mean, mark what he's said. Mark what Landry said, Figgy, because it is not going to happen. We know everything we know about Jack Easterby says you're wrong.
It's fine.
Everything we know about Jack Easterby says you're wrong.
Okay. It's fine. I think Caserio's in charge of personnel. So there it is. That's where I'm looking.
Brian Gain was in charge of personnel.
Brian Gain is gone. And that yes, but that was because he butted heads with Bill O'Brien. That relationship had soured before. It was very obvious. He was calling him out about Tyrann Mathieu and stuff. That was Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain just as much as anything. So I'm on board with Caserio. They tried to hire him. Tried to hire him a long time ago. It's not like this was like some sort of, you know, secondhand plan. Like that's the thing. They tried to do this a long time ago. And maybe this is the way they wanted it. I have no idea. I'm going to trust in Caserio. I understand your trust issues. I'm looking ahead.
And again,
Deshaun's on board. I'm looking ahead.
Just to be very clear, I know what Caserio's qualifications are. We've talked about how they were impressive, and he's earned the right to be a general manager. That's a totally separate conversation. He would have much more confidence from the fan base if Cal McNair wasn't his owner and Jack Easterby wasn't the type of person that is always trying to climb and step over people and step on people. That's the problem.
713-572-4610. Rick, you're on In the Loop on Football Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Landry, let me give you some more understanding. You may change your
position.
Well,
thanks, man. I appreciate that, Rick. Help me
understand.
Okay,
man. First of all, Caserio and Easterby, don't disconnect them. Don't do that. Cal, Caserio, and Easterby are all aligned, and don't separate them. What Cal didn't have to do this, if he did do this, this is what he did. He drew a line in the sand with Deshaun. He put salt in the wound with Deshaun, because what he's saying is to us, and he said this, everyone's been consistent. Caserio said in the press conference, Easterby wasn't going away. We've known this. They've been consistent with their message. So what they're doing is this. They're saying to Deshaun and all the people that are backing him, saying you need to stand your ground, as they're drawing the line in the sand. And they've let Deshaun know this. They said to him, this is what he communicated. They didn't say Deshaun's okay with this. They're saying we let him know that Easterby's not leaving. So they're pushing it out. Okay, if it's between Easterby and Deshaun, we're drawing the line in the sand. So, Deshaun, your choices are, one, you can come in and be the good guy that we're paying you to be. Two, you can sit out. Three, you can ask for a trade if that's what you're going to do. But this is a draw your line in the sand moment, and we need to realize that.
I think you're right.
I don't agree
I
with
think
that.
You're right. No, look, you know, we talked about, is Deshaun going to say him or me? Well, it didn't come to that point, but the message is very clear. Hey, Deshaun, that's really cute that you're frustrated. We'll try to work through that, but Jack Easterby isn't going anywhere. I think Rick made a very good point.
Well, I think that Deshaun's pissed at McNair. I think that's the thing that we need to understand. Easterby's been here for a while. Easterby negotiated Deshaun's deal. Deshaun's pissed at Cal. That's a Cal thing. Cal needs to figure that out. Deshaun probably does not want Easterby making personnel moves. So as long as that's not going to happen, I think it's okay. But look, if Cal McNair came out and said it's Easterby over Deshaun, I would be singing a different tune. I don't think that. I don't think that decision has to be made. And I think that's pure speculation to say what Cal said to Deshaun behind closed doors. I don't think that that's the decision that needs to be made. And I don't even think the initial anger from Deshaun Watson was about Easterby. I think it was about Cal McNair being sloppy and being loose and being messy and telling him he's going to do something and not doing it. I think that was the problem. I think Cal McNair needs to learn how to be a professional owner. I think Jack Easterby needs to go back to doing what he was doing, which is what Cal said he's going to do. And Nick Caserio needs to run personnel, which is what they say is going to happen as well. So as long as that happens, then I'm on board with it. But this hypothetical, they chose Easterby over Deshaun Watson. Okay. I mean, that's a hell of an assumption to make.
No, it's not.
It's a hell of an assumption
to
make.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
It's a reach.
It's not a reach. What?
It's a reach.
It's not even close to a reach.
Did Deshaun say it's Easter? It's him or me?
No.
Okay.
Come on, man. You're not that naive.
No, I'm just saying, did he say that?
What was Deshaun frustrated about? You say only Cal's, the way he handled this?
I haven't heard Deshaun say a damn thing. Lack of communication is what we heard, that he found out that Caserio was hired. He wasn't upset that Caserio got hired. He was upset that he found out via text just like he did with DeAndre Hopkins. He was upset about the communication. That's what we were told. That's what we were led to believe.
That's a pretty big leap by you.
Anything else is an assumption. That's in writing, John. What do you mean that's a leap?
No. That was only that.
Well, I mean,
that it was only that.
You're not leaping by assuming that? I mean, that's what they said. That's what they said.
Yes, but you're it's a big leap to say that that's all it was. We all know where the focal point of all this frustration comes from. It's not just, oh, you left me out of the loop of conversations. No. I mean, Andre Johnson literally said, okay, this is where it's not that big a leap for me. All right? Andre Johnson literally tweeted, since Jack Easterby has walked into the building, nothing good has happened.
Which is a fact. Hold on.
And then what happened? Andre Johnson and Deshaun Watson took a picture literally shoulder to shoulder. So don't be telling me it was just the frustration over how he got
that was the root of the problem with Deshaun Watson.
But don't tell me it was that was all it was, because it wasn't. I mean, unless you think it was a coincidence.
What are you confused by what I said there? I'm confused.
Because you said that Deshaun's frustration is that he was kept out of the loop.
Yes.
That is 100% false.
That's reported.
Yes, it's reported, but it's 100% false that's all it is. I mean, he literally stood with Andre Johnson, who said Jack Easterby is a big problem.
We're starting to, and I'm guilty of this too. We're starting to sound like eighth graders, honestly. Like, I almost feel like people are getting upset that you didn't like their picture and stuff, because he took a picture with Andre Johnson. Maybe Andre Johnson's situation
is different than
Deshaun Watson's. Maybe Andre's situation is different, and he hears about Deshaun, and he's saying, yeah, go ahead and stand your ground. Don't let Cal McNair keep doing what he's doing. Maybe it's Cal McNair's feet that are getting held to the fire by Deshaun Watson. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But I don't know how you can say I'm taking a leap and then say he took a picture with Andre Johnson and all of a sudden I'm supposed to like sit here and act like it's like him or Easterby or something.
You're just entrenching yourself in your opinion. And that's
no, you don't have any foundation on this. Like I'm asking you to help me.
I did.
Help me see the light.
I did.
You're talking about an Instagram picture. That's a leap. I'm talking about what Deshaun Watson, what it literally says that he was upset about. Help me.
you cannot be serious.
I'm being 100% serious.
All right, so let me just lay out two things.
Lay them out.
Number one, Andre Johnson says, since Jack Easterby has walked into the building, nothing good has happened.
He's right.
Number two, less than a couple hours later, Deshaun Watson likes that tweet and then takes a picture with Andre Johnson. And you're saying, oh, it's just a picture. It's just eighth grade stuff. I don't like my yearbook picture. You're not that naive. You're just not, Landry. You got to admit that it's not just what you said. It is Jack Easterby.
He's talking about standing his ground too. I think there is something. And maybe it's Jack Easterby needs to know his role. Maybe Deshaun wants Jack Easterby to know his role. And maybe that's why Cal McNair is coming out and saying he's not going to be involved in personnel.
But that's not what you just said.
No.
You said, oh, it's just a picture.
It is.
You're not that naive.
It's a hell of a leap to assume that it's Easterby or Watson. That to me is a leap.
Look, again, you're moving the goalposts here, because that's not what you just said 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago, you said, we're reading too much into a picture. It's just a picture. That is 100% false.
We're saying what Deshaun Watson is thinking. Deshaun Watson, true or false, he's mad that he found out via social media that Nick Caserio was the GM.
True.
Okay.
But for you to say that's it is disingenuous. I mean, come on. You got to do better than that.
That's the foundation of it. That's the foundation.
Okay, maybe
of it.
It's the foundation, but it's not.
Does he want Easterby to know his role? I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. Everybody wants Easterby to know his role. Cal just said in McClain's story, you can look on HoustonChronicle.com at McClain NFL, that Easterby's going away from the personnel side of things. Maybe that's part of what Deshaun Watson wants.
Maybe. But again, Jack Easterby is a problem for Deshaun Watson as much as anything. We know that. We don't think that we know that.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Let's go to Stacy. Stacy, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Turn your radio down.
Good morning. I don't know what's going on with Cal McNair. I agree with you as far as wipe the slate clean. As far as if everybody's on board at this point, then we need to start – making decisions or judging from what happens from this point forward. But at the same time, it's hard to believe anything from Cal McNair.
For sure.
Because, I mean, he, you know, I looked on the website and he's got a 4-year degree from UT and a master's from MBA at Rice for business administration. Mm-hmm. But he's not making good business sense, you know, and he definitely is bamboozled by judge of character. And that's what Jack Easterby is doing. He is like John says, he is a slithering snake in the grass. And what is he actually bringing? What is he actually bringing business-wise to that organization? What is he bringing that makes the Texans that much better of an organization?
I think he's just doing work that Cal doesn't want to do. I think that would be the answer to that. I think he does what Cal either isn't capable of doing or doesn't want to do. I think that would be the answer to that question. I think that's the value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He does the dirty work. I think Cal, and we both agreed on this, is maybe a little reluctant to make some decisions and to go against, you know, the what has been the case and what has been the structure in that organization. That's absolutely true.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're on In the Loop on Football Friday. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
All right. Landry, I'm totally with you, man.
Thank you.
I want to give Nick Caserio a chance. This is like you mentioned earlier, this is a guy we tried to get twice and got blocked twice. So the third time is the charm, obviously. I mean, so why not give him a chance and let him do what he got to do? Now, also, J-Lo, you are correct, though. You know, he is a snake. So I don't trust Easterby. But like my dad, old saying that my dad always used to tell me, the best snake is a dead snake. So Casario's job is to make sure that he cut the head of that snake off, figuratively speaking.
Keep his ass out of the personnel department.
Look,
I'm with you.
The perfect world scenario that you and Landry have laid out, I'm down with. It's just not possible with this guy. All evidence says it's not possible with this guy.
713-572-4610. I'm wiping the slate clean. I'm moving on with Caserio. Sean, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
John, you're 100% correct. Landry, I don't understand what you're talking about. You say that Deshaun Watson's only mad because of the communication. You say we haven't heard Watson then speak on this. That's actually completely false. What did Watson say? He said we want a culture shift.
Okay, that was before. That was
we won a culture shift.
That was before this happened, though, right?
Well, it was happening.
But that doesn't matter.
Easterby was here.
Well, the culture shift could be communication, though. You don't know what he means by culture shift. I thought it was interesting.
We kind of do because what he's pointing out to is a good point. Bill O'Brien was already fired. You know, Jack Easterby was running things, and he was talking about a culture shift.
Right, but the culture could be communication, right?
Isn't that Jack Easterby's problem?
No, it's Cal's, right?
It's Cal and Easterby. What was Easterby doing? Just sitting in his office?
Sean, you got anything else?
No, that's it, man. I just wanted to bring up what Watson's
Thank
comments
you.
Were.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on In the Loop on Football Friday. Go ahead.
Hey, so listen, two things. We're talking about communication right now, right? Now, I want Deshaun to stay. I do. I do not want him to go. But
you better not trade my quarterback. I'm not trying to get
no,
there.
No, no. I need him to stay here. I do not want him to go. But two things on this. One, I get it. Stand your ground and do your thing because that's the only way they're going to change because he's finally making a stand. But him not communicating right now, maybe he is communicating to the Texans, you know, up higher levels and we don't know about it. But if he's not communicating at all, then that can't really help either because here's my thing. And then I'm not talking about Sports 610, but nationwide, here's what I'm seeing, man. People draw conclusions, and they do it so quickly. I'm not talking about trades and stuff. I mean, let me compare it right now, man. Here's what it's like. The Whopper is not happy with Burger King. Hey, McDonald's has buns. McDonald's has meat. Maybe the Whopper's going to – it is possible. Hey, this just confirmed. McDonald's can make the Whopper. Oh, my God, is this what's going to happen? I mean, dude, they're just – I mean, like, he's going to Miami. He's going over here. And the whole thing is just frustrating.
Joe, I'm with you on the trade proposal.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I'm with you on the trade proposal.
Hell of a good trade, by the way.
Pretty good.
Whopper going to McDonald's.
That's a good trade, man. That's a good trade.
I'm very confused, very hungry, though. And it is lunchtime, so that is the good news. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Football Friday presented by the greatness of Carbox Hoppadillo. Good news, it's lunchtime. Bad news for some. Jack Easterby is still in town. Are you buying in? Are you ready to wipe the slate clean and trust Nick Caserio? 713-572-4610. In the Loop continues next.
Faith, family, football.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.